Hi, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianda. May I please have your zip code?
21085.
Repeat that information.
21085.
21085?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
William is the first name and Manino is the last name. Manino.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify the shipment address?
2618 Kenwood Drive, Jaffa, Maryland.
Thank you for the information. I see that you have the Elevair face cream. How can I assist you today?
First of all, I apparently got stuck with some kind of trial sample. I haven't even tried the stuff, the original ones, and I haven't received anything, and I've been charged on my account for $184.79. I would like that removed, and I would like to, since the stuff has never been shipped, then ship it.
Okay. You say you would like to stop the shipment?
Well, I haven't received anything, and I apparently was never explained to us that this would be put on this card. And the other thing is, how did you get that particular card? I never use that card. That card is like kind of like my backup card. I don't use it for anything. How you got the information, that's kind of unusual. My bank contacted me to tell me that you were charging me for another shipment of another $184.79. So that would be a total of $360. So what I'd like to do is get my money returned, and I would like to tell you not to ship this stuff because I haven't received it.
Okay. So did you dispute the charge with the bank?
Well, I will if I have to, yes. But he said call the merchant first.
Okay.
So that would be the best option. Then you dispute it with the bank. So
okay, we'll go ahead and cancel your account and as a courtesy issue a 35% refund.
Pardon me?
We'll go ahead and get your account canceled and issue a 35% refund.
35%?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
I mean, the best that I can do is a 50% refund.
I will want it all back. Otherwise, I'm going to speak to charge, and I want to report to you guys.
Okay. I can right now get you at a 75% refund.
And make it 80, I'll do it.
Matter of fact, I'll try to see if I can get you at 100.
Yeah, try to give me 100. Honestly, I never tried this stuff. It was like if you take this survey, you'll get this. And I took it, and there's a bunch of different things. It didn't say anything in the fine print when I was reading it about promotional because I'm real careful about buying promotionals. And apparently it's a promotional. I haven't tried the cream. It looked like it was legit, but it took forever to get here. And I honestly have not received anything. And if I do receive anything, I'll be sure to ship it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't sit there and hold it or anything. I'll put it in a UPS and send it right back.
Yeah, you can keep it because due to the coronavirus, we're not receiving anything back into the warehouse. So, yeah, so you can keep it. Okay. Let me know whenever you're ready. I can provide you your cancellation confirmation.
Okay. Give me 1 second to get my pen. I thought I had it in here with me. All I have is highlighters. They don't work too well. Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
C?
Uh-huh. 154.
154.
686.
686.
6?
Correct.
That's it?
Correct. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Your name?
Uh-huh. My name is Breonna.
Can you spell it, please?
B-R-E-U-N-N-A.
B-R-E-U-N-A or?
B-R-E-U-N-N-A.
Okay. 2 N's. Oh, interesting name.
Yes. My name is Breonna.
Oh, Breonna. God, I can't. I'll tell you, I'm half deaf. I got it and had just the second time. Like, it sounded different for the first time. So you'll give me a 100% discount or refund?
Correct.
Okay. I want to thank you for your help, Breonna.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
Well, I feel bad if you send me the second shipment because I haven't received anything. And
okay.
The bank contacted me and stopped the third try. So if you'll refund that, it'd be wonderful, and you have a pleasant day.
Same to you. And thank you for calling the customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.